Libya hasn't had much political stability since the dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled more than 2 years ago. The country has gone through four post-revolution prime ministers already. The fifth was elected by Libya's interim parliament over the weekend, but Ahmed Mateeg's status remains unclear after his election was first declared illegal by one official, only to be confirmed today by another. The whole thing just goes to show you how chaotic Libya's government is at this point. Alidine Muntasser is a Libyan businessman. He's based in Tripoli. How do you feel, Mr. Muntasser, about all the political chaos and uncertainty in your country right now?
Well, upset is an understatement. It's really disappointing. We've been struggling for so long, and I think the common denominator between all of the ones we had in the past is lack of the seriousness. One of the people who was arguing with me about the Zidane government, that they actually were good, I asked him for one accomplishment, one single project that they finished or did or anything like that, and he couldn't answer that question.
That was a previous government you just referred to.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one that he was removed by the parliament, or version of the parliament. And the same story, and these are people we've known for a while that have been dissidents abroad. They've been anti-Gaddafi, and we counted on them being, you know, to have some love for this country, and we haven't seen any of this. They've been quite corrupt. The money, 70 billion Libyan dinars, that's around $50 billion gone per year, and we don't see anything. There's nothing here. I mean, your engineers, when they were trying to call me earlier, we couldn't hear each other because of this outdated phone system, communication, as we're able to speak now.
Yeah, our studio engineers.
The internet's really bad. Health system, I mean, we have no health care here. You know, I try to schedule my dental visits with my business trips. So there's nothing. And this is shocking that all this money was spent and where it's gone. It's too much.
So now we have this prime minister who may or may not be a prime minister. I was reading last week when a gunman went into the parliament and called off the whole prime ministerial vote. I mean, it just seems to be so chaotic. How does all of this translate to just like your own personal security? I mean, if gunmen can go in parliament, what's life like for you?
You have no idea how bad it is. We're basically becoming, I live on a small farm, by the way, we're like the chicken. When the sun sets, we're all home. Try not to, you know, schedule all our visits during the day. And that's not safe, by the way. We have carjackings now at 10 o'clock during the day. A friend of mine at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, his daughter was returning from school and she was carjacked. I bought a new car. I literally drive 500 meters to my office and back home, and that's it. I'm too scared to drive it far away. Every time you get a phone call from your family, instead of being happy, you get scared. You're wondering, is this the call where they tell me something bad has happened? The security situation is beyond imagination.
Is anybody that you've spoken with in Libya kind of longing for the days of Gaddafi?
Tell you the truth, it's really bad. But no matter what, we will never miss the days of Gaddafi. The comparison is not something I would use. Mm. Yeah, it's very unsafe. But we were extremely unsafe during Gaddafi's time as well. But the situation is as bad as it is. It will never be as bad as it was under Gaddafi.
Are you hopeful enough, though, to imagine Libya a year from now? I mean, can you see the politics kind of getting sorted out and your own life getting back to normal?
I'm not sure if it's going to take a year. I think it's going to take longer than that. But obviously, I still have my family here. My wife and my son are here. I'm hopeful that things will improve. Otherwise, it's either going to go either way. Things will improve, or we're going to have another revolution here because people are getting fed up. The safety and the security and the political mess that we're in, how long are we going to stand for it?
Libyan businessman Alaeddine Muntasser, based in Tripoli. Good luck, Mr. Muntasser, and thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.